have another lodge across the road in the same neck of the woods. It's Ruby and a lot of the road crew, and Ruby Starr, which is also in, she's with us too, and a lot of the other musicians live
across. Is Ruby Starr your cousin, just by the way?
No, we say kissing cousin. Now, that's just a prank. We call each other brothers too, but we ain't but blood, you know. And, because it is a brotherhood, and when you've grown up together through 15 years of, you know, I don't know, it just, you get to get in like that. She was like the female side of the family. We thought she was really a ballsy type singer with a lot of versatility in all areas. She could even sound like Brenda Lee. And on her new album, like Be My Baby, I kind of knocked me out. The Ronettes type of thing. And she's, I don't know, she was really wailing. And she's really into all this too. She comes from Toledo, Ohio, though. And a lot of people live up there in Arkansas with us are not all Arkansans. And Jimmy, he's from Mississippi, him and Tommy, our drummer, and it's across that imaginary line, but we...
There was a guy who used to be in your group, a guitar player named Hart Jett. I don't know how sensitive you guys are on this. I just heard about this from a friend of mine, who has left you guys and apparently now has become quite a religious man, you might say, and is handing out Christian pamphlets on the street.
He said he saw
the light with Black Oak, Arkansas, and I was wondering if you could explain what he means by that, or what you think he means by that. And also, I heard that you wanted to dissociate yourself from his activities.
No, it's not so much that. Harvey is, decided in a way where he had really burned out on the road, actually, is where it got down to. And I believe he's very sincere in his beliefs, and I think that's good. We just are not so much into the fanaticism of almost Jesus freak type of, you know, even Jesus would not like to see fanatics or the word freak used with his name. You know, we believe in living by example and not trying to be something we ain't, but trying to let people see what we are and just, you know, be judged for that if we got to be judged, if that's what everybody's into. But we're not into judging him or anybody else either. But Harvey learned more about religion and more about believing in God from us, because Harvey was illegitimate. Harvey never had a lot of upbringing like that. And he got God-fearing. And after a while, I mean, when you've been out here, and if the only thing you've been out here for is for a little bit of hot leg, it can get you to where you might want to turn for a little bit stronger dedication if you get God-fearing, if you know what I mean. And actually, I believe that's what happened to Harvey Burley, we call him. And he's still a good friend of ours, and I still like him a lot. In fact, I plan on going to see him when I get office next time.
So is there any truth to the rumor that you guys had instituted some sort of proceedings to have him stop using your name?
Well, what we wanted him to stop was he put Black Oak Loses to Jesus, which makes it like we were on opposing teams, which we believe very much in that. We said that's wrong, and even in scriptures, that's wrong, that you use, that you know, you don't try to rally any people through maliciousness, you know, through even around the Word of God. That's not the way of God. That is not the way of the Messiah, and it's not the way of any of the prophets. Which it was more or less an oversight with him, which is Harvey ain't always had a great way with words, and none of us have. We're all pretty ignorant. We're all pretty country. And to him, he didn't mean it the way it came out, in other words. And I don't know where you're getting your information, but I don't think it's quite like, you know, you probably got it. Hey, will y'all comment on that? Because that's musical, okay? Dirty, one of y'all.
Yeah, but it's...
You know why they do, don't you?
Some of us got kids and stuff, too, you know. And in the summer, it's a pretty much a resort area in the summer. There's goers and comers going to different resorts.
I used to pull through there all the time. It's like it's Disneyland, you know, and you got to...
You know, there's people out in a sense of not that they would, you know, it really bothers. Just,
they know it's a private thing.